This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If you're a parent, job one for you is not seeing that your child is the best soccer player in the county. Your job is to pray for them. You got a son or daughter who plays basketball or football, your job is not to make sure they get the scholarship and they cross all their T's and dot all their I's in terms of being successful in the sport. Your job is to pray for them. If you're married, your greatest responsibility is to pray for your spouse. If you're a child, the great thing you do is pray for your parents, your adult parents. And isn't it interesting? It's the one thing we don't do. It's the one thing we don't do. And Paul said, thank you for your prayers. I depend on your prayers. You see, the highest office in the body of Christ is to be an intercessor. Some of you know who T.D. Jakes is from Dallas, Texas, the Potter's Church. Great speaker, just powerful, mesmerizing speaker. He holds an audience spellbound. Huge church in Dallas. He tells the story of an elderly woman in the church who was very sick, and he was asked if he would go visit with her. He does. He goes and visits with her either at her home or the hospital. And as he's getting ready to leave, he does what I would do. I'd say, well, let's have a word of prayer. And she said, don't pray for me. If you pray for me, I'm liable to get well, and I don't want to get well. I want to go to heaven. Don't pray for me. And they had a good laugh over that. But you know what that tells me? She believed in prayer. She believed in the power of prayer. Do you? Do I? Do we believe in the power of intercessory prayer? I'm going to leave you with this. When you and I pray, we're going to the one who, in Deuteronomy 10, it says the Lord owns the heavens and then the heavens above the heavens, which I'm not sure what that means. It's the universe is, you know, a big place. It's a big place. I heard this week about a star, one particular star that's 60 times larger than the sun. Isn't that amazing? 60 times larger than the sun. And that's the God who put that into space and put everything in gravitational orbit so that the planets in our solar system don't collide with each other. The God who did all that says, I'm the one you pray to. And what a privilege to be able to intercede for people. If Paul needed prayer, why don't you? And if Paul was blessed by the prayers of others, why can't you bless people with your prayers? I have a theory. I'll leave you with this. That when you pray for people, when you pray with people, something happens to you. You're blessed. When you say, God bless their marriage, God blesses your marriage. When you say, God bless that man in his job, God blesses you in your job. I can't prove that. I have no empirical proof for that, but I believe it. God blesses the blessers. That's scriptural. Those who bless others, God says, I'll bless. Be an intercessor and look through the looking glass of Christ today. Last week about grief, this week about hardships. Look through the glass, the lens of Christ, who says, I may not deliver you out of your hardship, but I'll deliver you in it. I have, I am, and I will. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word today that you do deliver us in our situation. Not necessarily out of it, although you have the capability and certainly the power to deliver people out of anything because you're God. But oftentimes you deliver us in it with your presence, the right hand of your presence. You are with us. That even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David would say in Psalm 23, you are with me. Your rod and staff, symbols of your power and authority, are with me. No matter what happens, because you deliver us in the hardship, not necessarily out of it. Bless this decision time, third service today. That's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday. Or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.